devastating issue of suicide has become a national conversation. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, we have a special word from a ministry partner on why your life has deep value to God. And then religious freedom on a college campus has gone to court. We'll tell you more about that and how you can be praying in just a moment. Our top story, Kate Spade, Anthony Bourdain. The loss of these prominent figures to suicide has prompted a national discussion. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, in the last 15 years, suicide rates at the U.S. went up by 30% in half of the states. Ron Hutchcraft with Ron Hutchcraft Ministries says, if you are struggling with thoughts of suicide, there is hope.
I wanted people to know why leaving is not the best option. Living is the best option, and why you would choose living when you feel like leaving. And first of all, you need to consider your value, that you are made in God's image, God's workmanship, God's treasure, he says. Your value is demonstrated, proven by the fact that God's Son, Jesus Christ, thought you were worth dying for.
Maybe you've lost a loved one to suicide or are going through incredible pain. Jesus wants to comfort you.
I know that Jesus loves you more than anybody ever could in ways you never dreamed, that Jesus can heal you at a level where no one else can heal you because he can go places in your heart no one else can go, and he can carry you when you can't walk another step.
If you want to learn more about Jesus and his incredible love for you, Ron Hutchcraft Ministries has some resources available. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Next, as the political situation in India becomes more and more strained and nationalists push for a Hindu government, Joe Handley of Asian Access says Christians are the ones feeling the fallout.
In some areas, workers have been killed, prosecuted, pressured. It's pretty significant in especially a few of the regions that are more dangerous.
Thankfully, Asian Access has avoided some of the pressure thanks to the nature of their work. However, the Christian leaders they train aren't always so fortunate.
We come alongside not just pastors and NGO leaders, but also business folks. We just recently had a session in the north of India with some of the top business leaders in the country.
Handley says one-on-one conversations can go a long way to showing people the grace of Christ.
The more we can paint a picture of Christ's work as not being some kind of political agenda, not having these strings attached to it, but merely we're trying to embody our faith, to be the hands and feet of Christ, and to share the good news that we have to offer.
An InterVarsity Christian Fellowship is defending religious freedom at Wayne State University in Michigan. In 2007, the InterVarsity chapter at Wayne State was denied recognition as a student group. Wayne State claimed that the group was discriminating by requiring its leaders to be Christians. InterVarsity's Greg Howe says,
well, after we filed the lawsuit, Wayne State said that they'd happily take us back on campus and did re-recognize the chapter, but then just a short time later asserted in court that it had the right to prohibit religious groups from requiring their leaders to be adherents of that religion. And so we've continued with our suit against Wayne State because we believe that the best way to promote diversity and inclusion on campus for religious groups is to allow religious groups to be distinctly religious.
Bear in mind, InterVarsity doesn't enjoy suing its mission field.
Our hope is that as the court engages with both InterVarsity and Wayne State, it will help call Wayne State to its highest values. Wayne State and InterVarsity will reach an amicable solution that preserves religious freedom, not just for InterVarsity, but for every religious group on campus.
Continue to pray wisdom for InterVarsity's leaders. To find your place in this story, go to missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.